Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The mayor of Kenai, Brian Gabriel, delivered the fifth State of the City report at Wednesday's Chamber of Commerce luncheon in Kenai. Mayor Gabriel says overall the city of Kenai is, quote, doing pretty well. Gabriel explained that the sales tax is a barometer of the fiscal health of the city. During the presentation, Gabriel outlined funding plans for the Bluff Erosion Project.
We're very close. We've gotten, thanks to Senator Murkowski, we got about $28 million to the federal government. All total, well, $6.5 million through the Dunleavy administration just last year. And prior to that, another around $4 million with previous administrations going back to 2010 that allowed us to start doing land acquisitions and those sorts of things. Another thing we did is the city put money forward as part of our cost share to start the design work to be proactive there. So, yes, as Terry said, we're hoping to see rock at the base of the Bluff by 2024.
Gabriel also discussed the opening of the city dog park.
We are planning on having a grand opening around July on that. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll be a great asset to the community, one that's a bit of a journey to get to, but I think it'll be great. And that was one thing that Pat and I wanted to talk about, was to make sure that this was something that, you know, was a good quality project for the folks of the community and outlying areas.
Mayor Gabriel outlined plans for the upcoming DipNet season in Kenai.
It's an event that, you know, involves all of our city departments, even down to our finance department, but certainly our public works department, parks and rec. And so we're hiring right now. We're trying to get the ball rolling. It's sort of this annual. You know, I will say there are cities that we've been doing this long enough where there's not a lot of surprises as we prep to get ready for it. And hopefully we'll get folks down here. And one of the things we do, part of that is we have an expenditure related to prepping for that, you know, getting the feast shacks up, getting the bowl launch ready and the North Beach. And then that's based on a projection of so many people coming in and paying for it. A lot of people think that we make a bunch of money off of the DipNet fishery. In actuality, it comes out, if you average it out, close to revenue neutral.
Gabriel also announced that a new ladder truck is coming to the City of Kenai Fire Department. The Alaska Department of Fishing Game has announced publication of the annual statewide salmon run forecast and commercial harvest projection report titled Run Forecast and Harvest Projections for the 2023 Alaska Salmon Fisheries and Review of the 2022 Season. The Alaska all-species salmon harvest for 2022 totaled over 163.2 million fish. Almost half of this harvest was composed of sockeye salmon, 75.5 million fish, followed by pink salmon, 69.5 million fish. Most of the 2022 pink salmon harvest occurred in the central and westward regions. Bristol Bay continued to be the largest sockeye salmon producing region in Alaska. The 2023 commercial salmon harvest forecast is for 122 million pink salmon, 48 million sockeye salmon, 16 million chum salmon, and 3 million coho salmon. If realized, the forecast for 2023 total Alaska commercial salmon harvest will be approximately 189 million fish. For projections of the 2023 Alaska commercial salmon harvest, you can visit the graph on the story at ryukenai.com. The Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport surpassed Shanghai Airport to claim the slot for the third busiest airport in the world for cargo. In 2022, 3,461,603 metric tons of cargo transited Anchorage's runways. Anchorage is committed to continue serving as one of the biggest cargo airports in the world through maintaining positive relationships with our partnering stakeholders around our airports, said Craig Campbell, the Anchorage Airport Director. Read more news of the Kenai, Alaska on our website at ryukenai.com. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at ryukenai.com.